In a triumphant return from the latest lockdown, the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra is back on stage with a live audience. The series is going to be led by Dutch Maltese conductor Laurence Renesse, who must have spent some considerable time in quarantine as he managed to safely travel the world doing what he loves, from San Francisco to London, Tokyo to Beijing, and now Melbourne. Laurence Renesse, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
This is a great return to stage for the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, performing under your hand coming up. What about for you? I've read your CV. You're a globetrotting conductor, that's for sure. How has COVID affected you? Have you been able to travel the world?
No, hardly at all, I have to say. Normally, I spend about 10 to 11 months of the year on the road, conducting music, and which I love to do. So for me, the pandemic and not being able to do that has been extremely taxing for me personally.
This series is predominantly showcasing the works of Grammy Award and Pulitzer Prize winning composer John Adams, who I know is a real favourite of yours. You're quite a devotee of his work. A lot of us aren't familiar with his music. Just tell us a little about John Adams and his work.
So, John Adams, a very famous American composer, still alive and composing lots of music. The piece that we're performing is called Harmonielehre. It was composed in the mid-80s after having a couple of dreams. And one dream is about an oil tanker. He just moved to the San Francisco Bay Area. In his dream, he was overlooking the bay. There's this huge oil tanker that suddenly sits upright, shoots out of the water, and goes for the sky, goes for the stars. And as it takes off, you see the underside of the ship with all its copper colors, and so the piece starts with this thrusting energy of launching this incredibly heavy ship towards the stars. And it's accompanied by all these amazing colors. It's a very life-affirming piece, full of energy. And I've done this with, this is now the 11th or the 12th time that I've been doing this piece. And wherever I do it and wherever this piece travels, it just amazes and wows audiences. And it's always a spectacular success.
When you say it's accompanied by colors, do you mean in the staging it's colors or somehow the orchestral representation?
It's the orchestral representation of that, and it's dazzling. And you know, as music can show you all kinds of colors, and that's very much what you experience when you're hearing the piece.
The first series of shows with the orchestra was last weekend. The MSO performed Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2. How was the return to stage for the orchestra and the response from the audience? Melbourne's had a very tough sort of 18 months.
Yes, it was amazing. I mean, we musicians, we make music for the audience. And so to have 1,000 people in the audience there, the energy was just so palpable, and we feed so much off of that. But also, since we didn't have to have social distancing on stage anymore, we could do a large piece such as Rachmaninoff's Second Symphony and have nearly 100 musicians on stage. So this return to this energy of it all was just so amazing for all of us.
Well, your energy is palpable too, Laurence. I'd love
to
see you working in the flesh, but please enjoy your time here with the MSO and best wishes to the orchestra who are back on stage. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Laurence Renesse, who's conducting the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra in Australia. Here's some of one of the pieces they're performing, John Adams' Harmonielehre, performed by the San Francisco Symphony.